The War's Toll for the 7 days through May 30th, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who were killed, who were reported killed in the past week in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the names of 10 Iraqi civilians, all who were reported killed on the 23rd of March, 2003, just 4 days after the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this evening, May 30th, 2006, 2,693 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed to date in Iraq. Of that number, 2,469 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, 14 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 378 coalition soldiers have been reported killed since the invasion there, October 2001. Of that total, 296 are U.S. soldiers. No U.S. or coalition soldiers were reported killed in the past week. However, at least 227 Afghanis were killed in the past week, bringing the total in May to at least 558. This information is from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. The official total of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 42,434. This is according to iraqbodycount.org. Estimates place the number at well over 100,000 and approaching 200,000, quite likely. In the past week, at least 186 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in May to at least 1,002. Now I will read the names of Iraqi civilians. Again, these civilians were reported killed March 23, 2003. Laith Adnan Majid, 36-year-old man. Kazal Yasser El Shahi, 59-year-old man. Kateya Hashem Lazem Al Gwed, 42-year-old woman. Kanewa Abed Gassem Alazbai, 60-year-old woman. Kamal Agel Gaber, 32-year-old man. Kiathem Abed Alertha Aldres, 40-year-old man. Khatan Khwa Masen Alakele, 12-year-old boy. Khalwad Abbas Abed Al Sada, 45-year-old man. Khaled Gali Hassoun, 5-year-old boy. And of the same name, Khaled Gali Hassoun, 9-year-old boy. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who reported killed in Afghanistan in the past 7 days. On the 20th of February, David Poulain, 37 years old, French Army, Halluin, Nord, France. Also on the 20th of May, Joël Gazot, 36 years old, French Army, Predins, Lot, France. And now I will read the name of U.S. and coalition soldiers whose names were released in the last 7 days, were killed in Iraq. On the 23rd of May, Stephen Freund, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Pleasant Hills, Pennsylvania. Also on the 23rd of May, Robert G. Posivio III, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Sherburne, Minnesota. Also on the 23rd of May, Michael L. Hermanson, 21 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Fargo, North Dakota. On the 25th of May, Douglas A. DeCenzo, 30 years old, U.S. Army, Plymouth, New Hampshire. Also on the 25th of May, Robert E. Blair, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Ocala, Florida. And also on the 25th of May, Caleb A. Lufkin, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Knoxville, Illinois. On the 26th of May, Adam Lucas, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Greensboro, North Carolina. On the 28th of May, Tom Mildenhall, 26 years old, British Army, London, England. Also on the 28th of May, Paul Farrelly, 27 years old, British Army, Cheshire, England. On the 29th of May, Jeremy Loveless, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Estacada, Oregon. On the 27th of May, Aiden J. Garcia, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Irving, Texas. This has been the War's Toll for the 7 days through May 30th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, in all countries.